Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson.
Kenai Peninsula Representative Justin Ruffridge hosted Governor Michael Dunleavy Thursday, July 6th at Twin Cities Veterinary Clinic in the ceremony for the signing of two Ruffridge-sponsored bills. HB 56 and HB 112 received a high level of legislative support across both houses when passing the legislature earlier this year. Work on legislation to exempt veterinarians from the prescription drug monitoring program, the focus of House Bill 56, has been ongoing in the legislature for nearly a decade. Representative Ruffridge explained how the House Bill 56 would help veterinarians statewide by saying, "I'm proud of the collaborative effort with veterinarians and many others to pass House Bill 56, which removes burdensome requirements for veterinarians and addresses privacy concerns for pet owners." Regarding the bill's benefits, Ruffridge went on to say,
"I've got to see this bill through many iterations as a pharmacist myself, as a user of the drug monitoring database. And frankly, veterinarians are struggling. They have a lot of workflow that just doesn't match up with this particular program. And there's privacy concerns. And I know that this community, especially a community that values their privacy and their privacy of their medical information, and this bill goes a long way to ensure that privacy stays intact."
House Bill 112 is the culmination of a multi-year collaborative effort with the Alaska Board of Pharmacy and the Alaska Pharmacists Association, aiming to modernize pharmacy statutes in the state of Alaska. Highlights of House Bill 112 include authority of pharmacists to prescribe epinephrine auto-injectors, alignment of statute with the Drug Supply Chain Security Act, and the addition of board oversight for internet pharmacies. Ruffridge discussed House Bill 112 benefits to Alaskans.
"Well, the biggest thing right off the bat is the addition of pharmacists being able to prescribe and dispense epinephrine as a life-saving medication. So many people, actually over half of people that have an anaphylactic reaction, have no idea that they have an allergic response at all. And it happens almost instantaneously and in a spot where they're uncertain that they can have access to epinephrine. So this bill will improve our access to dialysis medication, improve safety and licensing, as well as regulating internet pharmacies, which have become a big deal over the past few years, and something that the Board of Pharmacy doesn't have any oversight for currently."
At the signing event, Governor Michael Dunleavy talked about the bill signing.
"We all rely on pharmacists for one thing or another at some point in our life. I was talking to the representative. I've got pharmacists in my family. And he did mention he was on the board, and we were honored to have him on the board and do some good work. And so this is another example of fulfilling that work. And, be prepared once again for more bills to come that will strengthen things and make things better for people."
With the governor signing, both of these bills now become law in Alaska. Alaska State Troopers received a report at 4 a.m. Thursday, July 6th, that the Fritz Creek General Store in Homer was on fire. It was reported that no one was inside the building when the Alaska State Troopers received the report. Ketchumak Emergency Services, Homer Volunteer Fire Department, and Western Emergency Services responded to the scene. The Homer Volunteer Fire Department responded with Tanker 2, two firefighters, and two fire chiefs. Upon arrival, Tanker 2 noted heavy smoke and fire coming from the structure and became the water supply for Ketchumak Emergency Services Ladder Number 1. No injuries were reported from the public or responding firefighters. The store, which has also contained a post office, is suspected to be a total loss due to the damage caused by the fire. The Alaska State Fire Marshal's Office is conducting an investigation into the cause of the fire. An investigation is ongoing. For KSRM News, I'm Matt Wilson.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on The One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.